What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Swinger's State of Mind, the review show. I'm your hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrush Hart. And you know what I like to do? Jump right on in it. Today, we will be reviewing our second show of Swinger's State of Mind radio show, about what is the definition of the swingers lifestyle and the many different experience levels. Let me tell you this. That night, Trinity Blake says something that still makes me go, when I hear it. She said, and I quote, "Sometimes people can be freaks and not in the lifestyle. And sometimes people can be in the lifestyle and not be freaks." And that was her summary from our first show, What Are Your Inner Freaks? And that was just profound, right? Anywho, on that night, we also gave our personal definitions of what is the swingers lifestyle. And Trinity gave us her textbook definition with a touch of history about the lifestyle. And here is what Trinity had to say about the swingers lifestyle.
So I'm going to start off with more of the encyclopedia textbook historical point of view of it, which is kind of what I like to follow. Okay, the word swinging was previously called wife swapping. People engaging in this act were also called wife swappers. So if you were doing this, you were called a wife swapper. It started to gain media attention around the 1950s, so like in the 19th century. Once the media attention grew, the wife swappers thought out for a better term to describe their activities. The activity of wife swapping was changed to just swinging. And now we call it the swinging lifestyle. Now, swinging started with multiple partners thousands of years ago back during the Roman orgies. So when you hear people say, well, you know, swinging started out with couples with hippies, no. It was being done way before that, way back, and they called them orgies. It was not uncommon for, like, wives and husbands to invite friends over, and they would have an orgy. In Egypt, they did the same thing. They would drink wine and take lotus, which is like an aphrodisiac, and they would get busy.
You know, that's how I was born. I'm Creole. I'm mixed. Maybe that's how I was born. I've got all these pots of gumbo.
Maybe that was you.
You know?
But when it got to the U.S., the first time the U.S. was really exposed to the whole swinging thing was through the Air Force in World War II, which is the war my dad was in. The pilots were rich enough to move their wives closer to the base, so the fatality rate was really high, and when one of them would die, the pilots would go be with their wives. And a lot of people don't know that, but, you know, that's when it really started to happen over here in the United States. There's some other things that changed the swinging lifestyle as well, female liberation.
Totally.
Pop culture. And bisexuality, homosexuality, all these things affected what the lifestyle is. So when you hear people say, well, you know, I'm about that life, I'm really a swinger, if you go all the way back, it started as orgies, then it went into wife swapping, then it went into swinging. So now you have couples, singles, a little bit of everybody in the lifestyle, but right now you have a big battle between.
Wow. So that was Trinity Blake's definition in history lesson. My tongue is so fat. history lesson on the swingers' lifestyle. Now, very interesting. I'm not even going to front. I'm not even going to act like I knew what was going on about the lifestyle. I really did just jump into it with my eyes shut and legs open, pretty much. Try to make a joke there. Anyway, we also had our wise-cracking, level-headed, adorable Frenchie French give us his definition of what is the swinger lifestyle.
Now, me having a PhD in womanology, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy for me to tell y'all about that right there. You know what I mean? No, but in actuality, my personal definition of a lifestyle is like you say, swapping partners. Nowadays, I would say it's more like not necessarily your wife, but it could be your girlfriend or your significant friends with benefit, because we evolved since the 1800s. So my definition would be just sharing your partner, male, female, 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 male, male, whatever it may be. And, you know, you go to events or you host a party or get together at your house and everybody has fun. It can be, you know, whether it's penetration or non-penetration, you know, and it also crosses over into BDSM and fetishes, you know, so it kind of like branches off. But yeah, now, in a nutshell, that's what I would say to you.
Mr. Frenchie.
Okay, and that was Mr. Frenchie himself with his definition of the swingers lifestyle, which, once again, listen over to the show, I agree and then some. However, during that show, if you listen back to the archives, I may have seemed a little dazed and confused, to say the least. I think what had me confused at the time was I didn't want to state a definition that was biased. And when I say it was biased, I haven't experienced the lifestyle as a couple. However, I do believe that whether you're single or coupled, this is a lifestyle to help you express yourself sexually and redefine yourself sexually. Because we are human beings and we are meant to reproduce. So in essence, we are sexual beings. Only my opinion. So whether it be learning what you're willing to accept and receive from your partner, no matter whom it may be, whether, like Frenchie said, was your significant other, your friend with benefits, your wife, your husband, or rather learning what you are willing to do to make your sexual partner happy. You know, so you learn a lot about yourself from these different experiences and different interactions that you have with the people you may come to confront during these events and during these parties. And, you know, just personally, you know, do I want to be watched? Do I don't want to be watched? Do I like to watch? Like, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, comes with the lifestyle. And it all don't have to necessarily be actual intercourse, as I just explained. You know, it can be just on the outside looking in, and how open you are physically and mentally during these events. We also took callers that gave us their definition on a swingers lifestyle, and all I'm going to say is, very interesting. Shout out to Anthony from DC, who called us with his two bits about the definition of the swingers lifestyle. And right now, you are tuned into Swingers State of Mind, the live review show. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. If you want to call in, 805-830-8320, press that 1 to talk. What else did we do that night? It was a very interesting show. We got a lot of different information out there, and we got a lot of feedback. So thanks to all our callers and supporters during that show. Well, next on the agenda was the different experience levels one would go through once they was interested in the swingers lifestyle. And Mr. Frenchy French himself tried to explain that and give us a list of different levels from 1 to 5. And here he goes.
Mr. Frenchy, you said something about a scale or some level?
I need to know your freak scale.
Now, you know me. I bring it. I bring it. You know what I mean? I bring it. No, I was saying earlier, you know, in my book, my opinions, I look at it as 5 different levels of the lifestyle, you know, and it's, and this is just mine, you know, seeing I have the, saying that I have, you know, the PhD in womenology. You know, it's something you good ladies might want to take along. 1 through 5, 5 being the highest level. Level 1, you say, you know, it's that person who knows about the lifestyle but haven't really been to any of the lifestyle events. They just kind of know about it. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of like one of those cats who's window shopping. They ain't really slide in a store to see what's happening. That's level 1. Level 2, you know, that's the type of person who they participate. You know, they participate in, like, at a party or at a club, or they had a, you know, one of those house parties that kind of got out of whack. You know, everybody just started having fun, little alcohol started flowing. Next thing you know, everybody's doing everybody. Not a bad idea. Level 3, in my book, once again, you know, you have been to parties. You start trying to do things. You start introducing yourself. You start playing a little bit more. You start being a little bit more aggressive. You know, saying, hey, I want to be in. This, I like this. Then you got your level 4. You know, level 4, you're trying. You are trying. You're literally going out, hosting parties, and you're trying. You know, it's just you're starting to be that more of aggressive. Where level 5? Level 5, you completed level 1 through 4, duh. And now you get into the different fetishes. Level 5 is kind of like top dog. You go into your fetishes, your whips, your chains, your handcuff. The most common people like to be, ladies like to be blindfolded and handcuffed. That's the one of the most common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's level 5 when you start to get into, you know, restraints and bondage and stuff like that. But, you know, once again, this is my personal PhD ladyism scale.
Sheesh. Is all I'm going to say. That was Mr. Frenchy French with the different experience levels 1 to 5 on the swingers lifestyle during our second show. All right. It was one-sided because he is a single guy in the lifestyle. So, you know, he was really talking to the ladies. However, during the show, we did explain that this list was just a general, generic attempt of categorizing your experience within the lifestyle. And like with any lifestyle, there are many variables to consider when trying to find your level of experience. Also, if you go back to the archives and listen to during this broadcast, we also shared our levels of experience. With me at the bottom, if you will, the newbie, I'm at the level 3 trying to get to a level 4, and Frenchy was a level 4 trying to get to a level 5, and Trinity at a level 5, and personally, I think she's trying to define level 6 to 10 at this point. Love you, Trinity girl. Anyway, you are tuned in to that, blah, blah, blah. My tongue is so fat. I'm blurring my words. Anyway, you're tuned into the Swinger State of Mind live review show. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. If you want to call in and join in the conversation, if you have a comment about that show, 805-830-8320. Once again, I want to thank all our callers and supporters who made that episode a complete success. There's so much more that we covered, the Daily Quickie. We also had, as a matter of fact, doing a Daily Quickie of that show was actual Frenchy French with Know Your Role, ladies. So you definitely want to check it out. We're already at over 200 archive listens and counting. You can check it out anytime on demand at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Once again, that's www.phonefantasyradio.com. I also want to tell y'all to tune into Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake, Frenchy French, Jay Peoples, and LaCrush Hearts tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. Excuse me. It's still before 12. So tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, as we discuss some insecurities in the swingers' lifestyle, like body image. And does size really matter? We also have our Daily Quickie and our Orgy Time. So you can listen and share your thoughts. Call in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Or visit us online, create a free account, join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's what I get for turning my head. Also want to invite y'all to join us on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We got the Facebook Swingers group where a bunch of like-minded, whether you're in the lifestyle or not in the lifestyle and you just want to have a conversation with some grown folks, we have the Swinger State of Mind group on Facebook. That's facebook.com/groups/Swinger State of Mind. Also have the fan page. You want to show your support and get updates about when we're on air, facebook.com/SSOM radio show. And like our page, and our updates will show up. You can also learn more about Trinity Blake, Jay Peoples, myself, Frenchy French, and the show at phonefantasyradio.com. So this has been a special live review episode. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I am signing off. Not without playing your song. I love this song. Awesome song. It's the Vagina Song. Awesome!
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called. That's why I sing my song.
Tonight.
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Check us out every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. You could chime in by calling 805-830-8320.